The case stems from a generating tax that Vermont has imposed on the Vermont Yankee Nuclear Power Plant. The assessment of 0.0025 cents per kilowatt hour of electricity generated could raise up to $12 million annually until the nuclear plant closes. Last year, Entergy's lawsuit challenging the tax was dismissed by the Federal District Court in Burlington. The company, which owns Vermont Yankee, appealed to the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, arguing that the electricity tax is unconstitutional and is not really a tax. The appeals court ruled Tuesday that it is a tax and that Entergy must challenge it through the Vermont courts. Vermont Attorney General Bill Sorrell was in Washington, D.C. and unavailable for comment Wednesday. He issued a statement noting the court decision, quote, found that Vermont provides a full and fair process for Entergy's challenge, unquote. Entergy Vermont Yankee responded to calls with a short email statement noting that, quote, we are reviewing the court's decision and will determine next steps, unquote. Vermont Law School professor Patrick Parento says this decision is secondary to decisions over decommissioning of the plant.
This ruling certainly is going to expose Entergy to a significant tax unless they're able to challenge this new tax successfully, either before the Vermont Tax Commissioner or in the Vermont courts. So it's another sort of economic burden on a plant that's already, according to Entergy, losing money. So Entergy's going to lose even more money unless they are successful in challenging this tax. But it really doesn't have anything to do with the really big issue of how soon will this plant be dismantled, the site cleaned up, and the full decommissioning that's required under the Atomic Energy Act be completed.
New England Coalition technical consultant Ray Shattis sees the case as a struggle for jurisdiction as Entergy prepares to close the facility.
Without respect to the revenues that may be generated from this tax, nothing to sneeze at, really, underneath, this is a struggle for autonomy on the part of Entergy and for some stakeholder involvement on the part of the state in how that decommissioning is going to go and when it's going to go.
Parento says the most interesting facet in this ruling is that the Second Circuit sent the issue back to the state.
This generating tax only applies to Entergy because it's the only large electricity generator in the state, at least large as the tax has defined it. So any entity in the state of Vermont could potentially be subject to this kind of tax. The circuit court had no trouble saying that it was a valid tax, and they used the example of a casino. They said, suppose a state had only one casino, could they tax that casino? And the answer is yes. As long as the money goes into the general revenue, that was the key. The court is saying Vermont is free to impose a tax that only applies to one individual corporation.
Ray Shattis, meanwhile, was surprised that the court rejected Entergy's arguments.
I thought Entergy had a very good argument, especially on the notion that they were singled out for treatment, if you will. And that kind of argument is very strong, I think. So it's nice to see that the state can assert its rights, which includes the rights tax.
Entergy Nuclear Operations plans to close Vermont Yankee next year. It began operating in 1972. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.